أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness to give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his slave and his messenger. The seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha ladina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha ladina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha ladina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be in the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to send Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this being the month of his birth, the Islamic month of Rabi al-Awwal, and being that we are required as Muslims to know our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and being that we are required to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah ta'ala we will continue in this month inshallah with the topic about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, greet your Prophet and gain your reward. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim فِي الْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, Wallah, by Allah, the spreader of the surfaces of the earth, the keeper of all skies, the creator of all hearts, whether good or evil. Send your choice blessings and expanding favors upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your servant and your prophet, who is the last of those who preceded him and the opener for what is closed. Proclaimer of truth with the truth. The repulsor of forces of wrong and the crusher of the onslaughts of misguidance. As he was burdened with the responsibility of prophethood, so he bore it standing by your commands, advancing towards your will without shrinking his steps or weakening in his determination. Listening to your revelation, preserving your testament, proceeding forward and spreading your commands until he lit the fire for those who sought you and illuminated the path for those who were groping in the dark. The hearts achieved guidance through him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after having been ridden or removed of their troubles. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, introduced clearly the guiding signs and the shining injunctions. He is your trusted trustee, the treasurer of treasured knowledge, the witness on the day of judgment, the envoy of the truth and the messenger to the people. May you, Allah, prepare a large place for him under your shade and award him multiplying good by your bounty. Ameen. O Allah, give him the heights of the construction above all other constructions. Ameen. Heighten his position with you, grant him the perfection and perfect for him his light. Reward him for his discharging of your prophethood. Grant that his testimony be admitted and his speech accepted, for his speech is just and his judgment clear cut. O Allah, put us and him together in the pleasured life of paradise, the continuance of bounty, the satisfaction of desire, the enjoyment of pleasures, the ease of living in peace, and the ultimate peace of mind and gift of honor. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, greet your Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim fil alameen, innaka hamidun majid. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, one day a man came and complained to Al-Abbas, the uncle of the father of Ibn Abbas, the uncle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah be pleased with them both. And as a result, this man said something to Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu, making him go to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on the minbar speaking. He whispered something to him. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he turned to the people and he said, "Who am I?" They replied, "Anta Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are the messenger of Allah." He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I am Muhammad ibn Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib." Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation and he made me among the best group of them. Then he created two groups, And he made me again in the good group among them. Then he made them into tribes, and he made me in the best of those tribes. And then he made those tribes into houses, and he put me in the best house of those houses. And then he made for those houses a bloodline, and he put me in the best of those bloodlines. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to Wasila bin al-Asqa, radiallahu anhu, he said that he heard Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose from Bani Adam, the children of Adam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and took him as his khalil, which means his friend. And he chose from Bani Ibrahim, the children of Abraham alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. And from Bani Ismail alayhi salam, he chose Nizar. And from the children of Nizar, he chose Muddar. And from the children of Muddar, he chose Qunana. And from Qunana, he chose Quraysh. And from Quraysh, he chose Banu Hashim. And he chose from Bani Hashim, Bani Abdul Muttalib. Muttalib. And Muttalib. Right. For those who may be listening to this, inshallah ta'ala, be typing this in English and not in the Arabic, unfortunately. So forgive me for my mistake. And then he chose me, continuing the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he chose me from Bani Abdul Muttalib. That is the end of the hadith. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, continuing, according to Al-Bayhaqi and his book, Ad-Dala'il, he said that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided his creation into two groups, and he made me among the best of them. The proof of this in the Holy Quran is that he said, Wa ashabul yameeni ma ashabul yameen, and those on the right, what are those on the right? And he also said, Wa ashabul shimal ma ashabul shimal, and those on the left, what are those on the left? And I, this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking, am from ashabul yameen, and I am the best of ashabul yameen, those on the right. And he divided these into three parties, and he made me the best of those when he said, فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. So those on the right hand, who will be those on the right hand? And those on the left hand, and who will be those on the left hand? And the foremost will be the foremost. I am from the foremost, and I am the best of the foremost. And then he made these three groups into tribes, and he put me amongst the best of tribes. As he said, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. O mankind, we have created you from a male and female and made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. Verily, the most honorable of you with Allah is that who has at-taqwa. And I, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking, am the one who has the most taqwa among them, and I am the most appreciative among them without being boastful or arrogant. Then he made the tribes into houses, and he placed me in the best of them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَحِّرَكُمْ تَطْحِيرًا. Pay attention, please. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, please pay very close attention. This is in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, and this is part of the hadith. And it is part of Ayah 33. So 33. Allah says, and this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam quoting this, surely Allah only wishes to remove a rijs, evil and sins from you, O members of the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to purify you with a thorough purification. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said this, then he continued, and he said, thus me and my household have been cleansed from sin. So that it's clear who Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to here. Sahih Muslim records in his book, Kitab al-Fada'is Sahaba, the book about the merits of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this book, the hadith related by Yazid bin Hayyan radiallahu anhu, he said, I went along with Hussein bin Sabra and Umar bin Muslim to Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu. And as we sat by him, Hussein said to Zayd radiallahu anhu, you've been able to acquire a great virtue in that you saw Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam listen to his speech, fought by his side in different battles, offered salah behind him. Zayd radiallahu anhu, you have in fact gained a great blessing. So narrate to us what you heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said radiallahu anhu, I have grown old and have almost spent all of my age, and I have forgotten some of the things which I used to remember in connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So accept whatever I do narrate to you, and do not press me about that which I do not tell you about. One day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up to deliver a sermon at a watering place known as Khum, situated between Mecca and Medina. He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, extolled him, and delivered the sermon and admonished us, and then said, now to our purpose. O people, I am a human being. I am about to receive a messenger, meaning the angel of death, from my Lord, and in response to Allah's call, I will leave you. But I am leaving among you two weighty things. One being the book of Allah, in which there is right guidance and light. So hold fast to the book of Allah and adhere to it. And he admonished us to hold fast to the book of Allah and then said, the second are Ahlul Bayti, the members of my household. I remind you of your duty to the members of my household. And he admonished us three times about our duty to the members of his household. Hussein asked, who are the members of his household? Aren't his wives the members of his household? And thereupon he said, this is Zayd radiallahu anhu, his wives are the members of his family, but here the members of his household are those whom the acceptance of zakat is forbidden. Hussein asked, who are they? Zayd radiallahu anhu replied, they are Ali and the children of Ali radiallahu anhu, Aqil and the children of Aqil radiallahu anhu, and the children of Ja'far and the children of Abbas. May Allah be pleased with them all. Hussein then asked him again, "These are those for whom zakat is forbidden?" Zayd radiallahu anhu replied, "Yes." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we mentioned this, so inshallah ta'ala, we can have the knowledge to extinguish the fitna. This is in the book that all consider to be among the Sahih Sitta, the six books that are sound regarding hadith. This is very clear about what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and how he has connected his family, Ahlul Bayt, to the two weighty things that he left behind. Kitabullah wa Ahlul Bayti. These are his words, not mine. And you can find them in Muslim if you choose to look. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is ridiculous for us to continue to have fitna amongst the Muslims when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with knowledge, especially when it comes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do ourselves an immense disservice. And so that it is clear, when you hear me say Imam Ali alayhi salam, this is in reference to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, when he ordered us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, they asked, how are you to send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. And it is clear that Ali Muhammad, first among them, is Ali alayhi salam. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, do not get this confused. Do not think that we are teaching something that is to create a farq, a dividing factor between the Muslims. No. Inshallah ta'ala, our purpose is only to enlighten and to inform. May Allah bless us to be amongst those who are informed and bless us to kill the fitna between the Muslims. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ وَلِي وَلَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the best of his creation, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Qur'an al-Kareem. And he has said in his book, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِّرٍ. And we have indeed made this Qur'an, يَسَّرْنَا, made it easy to understand and remember. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he has said, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. Surely this is a beneficial Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has said, Yasin wal Qur'an al Hakim. Yasin by the wise Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has said, Qaf wal Qur'an al Majid. Qaf. And by the glorious Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has challenged the human being, the first of them and the last of them, from the beginning of time until the end of time. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ And if you are in doubt about what we have sent down to our servant, then produce a surah like it. And call your witnesses to support you besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are truthful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book that if the men and the jinn were to get together to produce the like of this Qur'an, they would not be able to produce this Qur'an even if they helped one another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that we, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ He has not created us for any other purpose but for His worship, both the men and the jinn. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has said in his hadith, the Holy Qur'an, it has the news of those before you and the news of those that will come after you and the rules to rule between all of you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us through His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the most empty of homes are those which the Qur'an is not present. To which, according to Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O my son, do not leave the recitation of the Holy Qur'an when you awake, and do not abandon it at the evening, because the Holy Qur'an can revive the dead heart and hold you back from al-fahsha'i wal-munkar. The fahsha' is the great sins, and al-munkar are those evil deeds. So this book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, al-Qur'an al-Kareem, the word of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 6,236 ayah that He revealed as a mercy to the merciful Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as salvation from the fire. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who He has sent as a model with this Qur'an, that He has sent as an example, as Aisha radiallahu anha said, said that He was the Qur'an walking. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Qur'an, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ Surely you, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have been created on the best of manners. This being the first of His essence, His manners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has reminded us that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give us, take it. And whatever He has forbidden from us, we should abstain from it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we cannot hope to succeed in this dunya without following the example of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we cannot follow our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if we don't know our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminds us in his hadith that I came with the hour like this, and he held his two fingers, no gap between them. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, We know that more than 1400 years separate us and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How long do we think that we have to play with this deen? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminded us, whoever Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is no one who can guide him. Rather, there is no one who can misguide him. فَمَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُذِلَّ لَهِ. We say this every Friday. فَمَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُذِلَّ لَهِ. For he who Allah guides, there is none that can guide him. وَمَنْ يُذْلِلُهُ. And whoever Allah misguides, فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. There is no one that can guide him. This is the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He continued in his khutbah, the most trustworthy book is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil thing to do is to fabricate a lie in Islam. And every fabrication is an innovation, and every innovation is a going astray, and every going astray is in the fire. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, we cannot hope to succeed without knowing our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he reminds us in his hadith, that even before he knew about the revelation, as he was speaking to Imam Ali radiallahu an, or rather Imam Ali radiallahu an wa alayhi salam, he was recounting that I was with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we went to a part of the city, and there was not a mountain nor a tree that did not say to him, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. And he was speaking, or rather Jabir bin Samra, in Sahih Muslim, he quotes, saying that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and this is what we were referring to earlier, that before I was given the revelation, there was a stone that greeted me, saying, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And I still know this stone here in Mecca till this day. So before he was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would pass by the stone and would say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Before he even knew that he was the Rasul. Subhanallah. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if the stones and the mountains and the trees send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we should be more than them and increase our salawat upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and receive the ni'mah and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returning them upon us. Greet your Prophet, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to Sayyuti and reported by Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu an, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, when you pass by the fields of paradise, enjoy them. And his companions, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are the fields of paradise? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, wherever you find people sitting and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who seek out any place where people are remembering Allah. So if they find it, they surround it. And again in another hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came out to a group of Muslims, his companions, and they were making dhikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, what made you choose this place to make dhikr? They said, we decided to make dhikr here and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him guiding us to Islam and thanking him for his provisions. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O Allah, there is no one who made them sit here except you. And then he said to them, I did not come here to admonish you about your sitting, only to inform you that Jibreel alayhi salam came to tell me that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you above the angels. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu an, as well as Abi Hurairah as reported in Sahih Muslim, they said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, There's no people that sit together to make dhikr, or to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless they are surrounded by angels, covered by mercy, and the sakina, the tranquility, descends upon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers them with those that are with Him. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in His Qur'an. إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Surely
the Muslim men and women, the believing men and women, the truthful men and women, the patient men and women, the humble men and women, the charitable men and women, the fasting men and women, the chaste men and women, the men and women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much with their hearts and tongues, Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our example. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with this rahmah, mercy. And that every example that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam set, whether it was in teaching us about our aqidah and what we should know and how we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in showing us the example of as-salah. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَشَاءِ وَمُنْكَرُ. But He reminds us in the same ayah, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. That the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is akbar. It's greater. And thus, as we see in these hadith that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He reminded us about, that the dhakireen, those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much, they have a great, great, great reward. And that they are helped by their dhikr, by their remembrance, in refraining and avoiding those reprehensible deeds, those huge sins. And even the things that are munkar, hated deeds, the smallest sins, but still they are sins. They are helped by dhikrullah, remembering Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, udhkuruni udhkurukum. Remember me, and I will remember you. Or rather, fadhkuruni udhkurukum. Remember me, and I will remember you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if you are finding yourselves unable to unhinge yourself from things that you know Allah would not approve of, that's a sign that you are not remembering Allah enough. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah, He gives us clear. Don't be like those who have forgotten Allah and thus they have forgotten themselves. This is a sign, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. This is the medicine, the cure. And you know that you feel it. If you have any faith at all in your heart, there was a common thing amongst those, my teachers, they would tell me, the young students who were learning Islam, A very simple, simple test to your actions. If you can't say Bismillah in front of it, don't do it. And saying Bismillah is remembering Allah. So if you can't remember Allah before your deeds, then those deeds shouldn't be done. And this is how you protect yourself. In that even, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, with your spouse, it is permissible. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, you remember Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you before you and your spouse have relations. This is halal. But this must be your spouse. And both of you must be saying Bismillah. One can't be saying with the name of Allah, another saying in the name of Jesus. That ain't gonna work. That's some fire. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this deen is clear. And how to benefit from it is clear. We only have to apply it. As we have the example in our daily lives, you can be sick and you can have the medicine, but the medicine won't help you until you take it. So we cannot be helped by this deen unless we apply the cure. And this deen, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah has said it clearly, this is shafa'un, the cure, wa rahmah, and the mercy. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this deen requires amal, work, effort, an investment of time in order to benefit. And thus we must make time for it. We must learn about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jal. We must invest time and cut out that time for Him. There is no better investment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, with Yawmul Jumu'ah. And I'm going to remind you about this one more time, inshallah, so that you understand how serious this is. Now we all want to point our fingers at Bani Israel, those who exist today, or laugh at what had happened with them. But Allah didn't tell us this to tell jokes. This is a reminder and a warning. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told them, don't work on the Sabbath. For Sabbath, you should know, in their language, Sab'ath, in our language, Sab'ah, the seventh day. For them, their day begins on Sunday, so the seventh day is Saturday. And they were told that their Saturday begins after Asr on Friday. And so you'll see some, even today, calling themselves, all the dirt that they do all the rest of the week, they want to get holy on after Asr on Friday. And so they don't work, even today. But this is because Allah told them, and this is in the Quran, don't work on this day. And they noticed that on Saturday, when they would cast out their nets where they were told they couldn't do that, they noticed that on Saturday the fish would come up and stick their heads out the water like, feed me. And so they called themselves being slick. So on Friday before Asr, they would throw their nets out and leave them. Then on Sunday, they would pull their nets in. Say, we didn't work. For this, As Allah mentions in His book, He transformed them into apes and swine. Now Allah tells us, إِذَا نُودِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. And when the call for the prayer on Yawm al-Jum'ah, today, comes, abandon trade and rush. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Rush to the remembrance of Allah. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. And abandon trade. This is a command. And so, unless you want the wrath of Allah to descend upon you, Allah says clearly, إِذَا نُودِيَ, when the call for prayer comes, that's Dhuhr, brothers. That's Dhuhr. The time of Jumu'ah at the call. Allah did not say, when y'all call here asking, what time is the prayer? It's time. No, 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 no. What time y'all stand for prayer? No, 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 no. Read your book. Surah Al-Jumu'ah 62. إِذَا نُودِيَ, when the call for Yawm al-Jumu'ah, for Salat al-Jumu'ah comes, rush to the remembrance of Allah and abandon trade. See, the worst punishment, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is not being a monkey or ape or a swine. The worst punishment is that when you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has no effect on you. When you are reminded to do what Allah has commanded you, you don't have any guilt about disobedience. That you make excuses for your behavior. That you make excuses for continuing to disobey Him. That is the worst thing. There is no greater punishment. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, unless you want to fall in that group, this is what is necessary to be successful. Adhering to the reminder and remembering Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the recipe for success. There is no other in this dunya. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let us be amongst those who are reminded, and let us be thankful that Allah gave us the best dhikr. La ilaha illallah محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمل بالأدب وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر